As a former resident of Glossop, I've been stopped in my tracks by something called glossopoly. So I'm talking to Dr. Martin Phillips from the University of Leicester. What is glossopoly?
Glossopoly is a game based on Monopoly. Its the aim is to encourage people to discuss and reflect on life in Glossop. So it's based on some kids' drawings around Glossop, and also quotes and extracts from interviews. And as people go around the game, they will land on a place and then have to read a card and answer a question that might involve them drawing something, acting out something, or just describing what they feel about the answer to that question that they've picked up.
So what made you pick on Glossop, small town in Derbyshire that's not that well known?
Well, it was probably a book called Small Town Politics, which was written or published in the late 50s, and was a study of Glossop with the title of the Small Town. It was a book that was picked up by an anthropologist called Roland Frankenberg, who wrote a book called Communities in Britain, and talked about, and it was the idea of a continuum of communities running from the most urban to the rural, truly rural as he termed it, and Glossop was sat right in the, or placed right in the middle of that continuum. So it's like the midpoint of communities, and so we were interested in both what that meant about being in the midpoint of a continuum, but also then thinking about how the community might have changed from the 1950s through to now, and indeed also how the approaches to studying communities has changed over that period. So Birch's book was seen to be a key moment in terms of community studies. So it was the idea that this was a Mike Savage has talked about a technical modernist approach to communities, where you do questionnaires and you try and get voices of people, rather than early approaches that have been very visual and sort of mapping people's morals, making the supposedly expert observations about the character of people by just the way they act and their habits. And Birch was one of those studies that started the movement into actually talking to people about how they felt about their communities, but then doing it in quite a systematic way. And we're interested in, you know, more interpretive methods of engaging with community and hearing diverse voices about community.
So what have you learnt from it so far?
Masses.
Right, okay.
The more I study Glossop, the more intrigued I get about Glossop. It's a place with all sorts of different senses of community. It's a place which is really connected into other places, so Manchester and Sheffield are the obvious places where lots of people commute. And one of the, I suppose one of the things we were interested in was how that mobility of lifestyle leads to people's senses of community and place. So there is a sort of tendency people say, well, people have lost any attachment to community or place because they're so mobile and they spend lots of time outside communities. And we were interested in an argument which says, actually, as people have become more mobile, sometimes their attachment to place becomes more intense. Maybe because they're comparing where they live now to other places, or indeed when they choose a place to live, they're making quite conscious choices about what it is they might get from that particular place. And indeed, community is often seen to be a key feature that people want, probably some people want when they move into a place. And that's certainly the case in Glossop. We have, you know, many accounts of people who've moved in and have a real intense passion for the town. Some of which is not shared at all by people who've lived there for a long time, and indeed not always shared by other people who've moved in. So there's also quite a lot of movement of people in and out of Glossop. So a whole range of different attachments to people that people have.
I think you can extend what you discover about Glossop. Is it a typical enough place to extend that across Britain generally?
That's an interesting question. Yes and no, I think. I mean, I think the things that it's not unique. The sort of things you find in Glossop are not, you will find elsewhere. But also there are very particular combinations of things that might happen in that particular place. So, that it has a very intense connection into places like Manchester, which indeed lots of other places have around Manchester. But it also is located in Derbyshire. And so its local councils and its political structures are all based around Derbyshire system. So and it's connected into... it used to have a borough council, but has lost that. It's now connected to Buxton. So there is some very particular things happening in that place, as well as quite general things.
It's fascinating. Thank you very much.